Now, the German Interior Minister says about 100 German ISIL recruits have been killed in Iraq and Syria since 2012. Thomas de Maizière told the newspaper that the 100 were out of a group of about 700 Germans who traveled to the region to fight alongside the terrorists. He said about one-third of those who had gone there have returned. De Maizière also pointed to the measures that the government has taken to prevent people from traveling to the region to participate in terrorist activities. He said recent changes in German law give authorities the right to confiscate identity papers from anyone seeking to travel to the war zone. The minister said there are currently 600 investigations against individuals on allegations of illegal traveling to the region to fight alongside ISIL. Let's speak to Rodney Martin. He's a former U.S. congressional staffer, and he joins us via Skype from Los Angeles. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Martin. Now, looking at the numbers over here, 700 Germans traveled to Syria to fight alongside terrorist organizations there. How did they slip by from under the noses of the German intelligence apparatus? Do you think this was deliberately done?
Well, we know that historically, that the German intelligence apparatus is not as intelligent as it makes itself out to be. I look at these type of reports with great skepticism. If the German government knows that there are X amount of Germans, people who have attained German citizenship, that have returned to Germany, that have engaged with ISIL, then they should pick them up and either try them or remove them from the country. I'm more concerned about Western nations using these types of reports saying that the terrorists are within our midst to crack down on civil liberties and engage in more Islamophobia. Let's understand, the West talks about and creates terrorism. The real battle against terrorism is taking place in the Middle East by countries like Iran, like Syria, like Iraq. And so I think we really need to be very critical when such reports are issued by Western governments.
Well, Mr. Martin, there's also this paradox here, and correct me if I'm wrong, where these governments like that in Germany and the U.S. and even Britain have continually supported the movement against President Bashar al-Assad in Syria. However, they don't want people from their own country going and joining that, but they let them slip by, and once they come back, there's a problem in their hands. So how do you interpret that?
Well, it's intellectual dishonesty, and it's basically a schizophrenic policy. Let's understand that ISIL is a Western invention used to destabilize the Middle East and to take down at least two governments, Iraq and Syria. And so there is no doubt that persons of Western citizenship are going off and fighting for ISIL and coming back and being allowed to reintegrate in society. They're called mercenaries, and they probably all have CIA paychecks.
So what is the solution over here, in your opinion?
Well, I think the solution, if Germany is really, really serious, as were other Western nations in Europe, against combating ISIL, they would disassociate themselves from the primary culprit that created ISIL and has been funding it, and that's Israel and the United States. But we don't see that happening. I think what's going to, the real solution is more unity within the Arab world between Iran and Syria, the nations that are really fighting terrorism and making alliances with China and Russia and basically ostracizing the United States, which has used terrorism and economic terrorism, many forms of terrorism, to impose its will across the world.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's former U.S. congressional staffer Rodney Martin joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Mr. Martin, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.